Be'ezus Hashem, Eli Neder, let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Yomori, Harav David Tzvi, Ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Beitza, daf Chav Zayin. We left off at the words Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, about six lines down, on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Good morning, Rav Zalman, Donnie, Dr. Joe, Michael, Gershon Eitan, Tzvika, and Reb Mordechai. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Havalei Ahu Bukhara. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, he had a Bukhara. This is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's great grandson. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's great grandson was called Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's grandson is Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Havalei Ahu Bukhara. He had a Bukhara that had a mum, and he wanted Shechted on Yantif for the Kohanim who would eat with him. He had Kohanim who would eat with him, so he wanted to shecht the Bechor Balmum on Yav to feed them. Shadre the Kameh de Rabbi Ami. So apparently he himself was not an expert, or maybe he couldn't see his own animal anyway. So he sent the Bechor to Rabbi Ami on Yantif to see if it was a Mum Kavua. Savar de Lol Nichse. Rabbi Ami held, I'm not allowed to view this Bechor on Yantif, like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who said, Ain Rowan Mumin on Yantav. We had Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah said you're not allowed to. Good morning, Yaakov. Amalei Rabbi Zerika. So Rabbi Zerika said to Rabbi Ami, V'itema Rabbi Yirmiya. Some say it was Rabbi Yirmiya said to Rabbi Ami. What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah argues and says, you are allowed to see a Mumin Yantav. And we know, the Gemara says in Erevin, on the Vavam Beis, and whenever there's a machlok, it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, halacha ka Rabbi Yehuda, usually.
We were saying that was specific. We had a couple of specifically.
Okay. So this
Gemara didn't interrupt, right. Specifically by Erevin, wasn't universally accepted, applied everywhere.
Okay, but so our Gemara assumes that we would apply it here. We'll see what's left in the end. But we'll see. So Hadar, so Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya struck out with Rabbi Ami, so he decided to send it somewhere else. So Hadar Shadre Lekamed Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So he sent the Bechor in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Maybe he would agree to see it. Sabah Delola Mechsei. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha also said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to look at your Bechor. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya, V'yitema Rabbi Zreika. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, Alch Rabbi Huda. Don't we know there's a rule when it's a Machlokas Rabbi Huda against Rabbi Shimon? We should follow Rabbi Yehuda, so it should be mutter to see the Bechor on Yantif. Amalei Rabbi Abba, my time alo shav kinel Rabban alam abad of the Rabbi Shimon. Why did you not allow Rabbi Amin, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha to paskin like Rabbi Shimon? Why are you so upset that they're following Rabbi Shimon to not see the Bechoros on Yantif? Why are you being so makbid on following Rabbi Shimon if we usually follow Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Lei, so Rabbi Zerika said back to Rabbi Abba, Va'at Mabi Yodcha, where do you come off thinking that we should follow Rabbi Shimon? Amar Lei, Rabbi Abba said, then Hachi Amar Rabbi Zera, I have a tradition for Rabbi Zera, then in this situation, Halacha Rabbi Shimon, that you may not see Bechoros on Yontif. Amar Mandahu, so one of the students who was sitting there, said the following, Ezke ve'esek lahasam, may it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should be zeichet to make aliyah to Eretz Yisrael where Rabbi Zera lived, because apparently Rabbi Zera was the man who had the secret of why we follow Rabbi Shimon here. Va'agmer l'shmai t'mim demara, I would love to learn this sugya directly from the mouth of Rabbi Zera, who lived in Eretz Yisrael. Kisalek lahasam, when this Talmud, Taka was zeichet to make aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, you see, if you have a dream, hopefully it'll become realized. Ashkechei l'Rabbi Zera. So he found Rabbi Zera. Amalei. So this Talmud asked Rabbi Zera. Omar mar halacha Rabbi Shimon. Are you really the one who's teaching everybody and telling everybody that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon in this case? Amalei. Lo, I don't have a tradition about that. It's not that I heard a tradition. Ana mistavra amre. I said the halacha should follow Rabbi Shimon from my own logic. Why? Midiktani b'masnisin. Because in our Mishnah earlier on Daf Chavav, in yesterday's Daf, we learned Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol She'ein Mumo Nikar Mi Ba'od Yom. If you did not know this as a Mum on Erev Yontif, Ein zemen amuchan. That's the language Rabbi Shimon had in the Mishnah. And in the Brisa, uktani laba Brisa, and in the Brisa that we had also yesterday's daf, uktani laba Belashan Chachamim. That opinion was stated in the name of Chachamim, which is the Rabbim. Because we said in the Brisa, Bein Shinol ba Mome Erev Yontiv, Bein Shinol ba Mome Yontiv, Chachamim Omrim, Ein Zemen Amuchan. So why are the words of Rabbi Shimon taught in the name of Chacham Momrim? Must be because that's the way we pass in La Halacha, that it was really the opinion of the majority. Says the Gemara, Shema Mina, Mistavra Kavaseis, Rabbi Zera said, I learned from the fact that the Braisa quoted Rabbi Shimon's opinion in the plural as Chachamim, that the Halacha should be that way, that you're not allowed to see Momrim on Yontif like Rabbi Shimon. Asked the Gemara, okay, so what is the bottom line halacha l'maisa? Says the Gemara, my hava Allah, what is the final halacha? Is a chacham allowed to see mumin on yontif like Rabbi Yehuda, or is he not allowed to see them like Rabbi Shimon? My hava Allah, how do we paskin? Now, what do you mean? Didn't he just have a good raya? Said the Pnei Yeshua. Let me have a pen for a second. Said the okay, it's good. Said the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, what do you mean, but didn't Rabbi Zera bring a nice riot from the fact that it was quoted as Chachamim? So the Pnei Yeshua says, no, but we don't like to paskin like brises. We don't just stop learning halach from a brisa. And certainly a machlokas in Mishnah and stam the brisa, you have a machlokas in the Mishnah and stam the brisa, that's not considered to be stam to paskin halacha. And therefore, we have to go back to the rules of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, halachas Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Pnei Yeshua. So my have Allah, what is the final decision? Amr Rav Yosef Tashma Detalya Ba'ashle Rav Reveh. This issue was already hanging by the thick ropes, meaning this was an old issue that was debated by many, many rabbis over the generations, by the great Gedolim, whether or not you're allowed to do this or not. And there was already a tradition from the elder Rabbanim not to see the Mumin on Yontif. And therefore, it's difficult to be mevatel the old shita that was not to do it. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Shol, Amar Rebbe, Mishum Kahala Kadisha de Yerushalayim. This is already an old tradition from the elders of Jerusalem. Rabbi Shimon v'chaver of Amru Halacha k'Rabbi Meir. The halacha is like Rabbi Meir on another issue, and therefore we're going to have to be machmer on this issue also. What's the other issue? So halakha Rabbi Meir, that's talking about shech. We're going to see in a second. The Gemara is going to say it in a second. Shechting a bechor before you showed it to the chacham. Let's say, you know, you see this imam, but you don't know is it imam kavu, is it imam whatever. But you went ahead and shechted it before the chacham said it. So Rabbi Meir says you're not allowed to use such a thing. So he was machmir by that. So the Gemara assumes we have to be machmir here too. We'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says. So it sounds like this Kahala Kadish de Yerushalayim testified that Rabbi Shimon ben Asya and his friend said that the halach is like Rabbi Meir. So, wait a second. But so first the Gemara goes up on a side point. Rabbi Yosef said, what do you mean that Kahala Kadish said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Asya? They were older than him. So the Gemara says, Amru. What do you mean? So they said the halach is like Rabbi Shimon ben Asya? The ha'inu kshishimine tuva. The Kahala Kadisha de Yerushalayim, they were much older than Rabbi Shimon. What are they quoting the young one? What do you mean that they were quoting from him? So the Rabbi Yosef said, what does it mean? Ella, what does it mean? Rabbi Shimon and his friends, no, they're the ones who said the halacha that you can't see Mumin on Yontif. And they said that Kahala Kadisha and the elders also agreed with them. Beshitas Rabbi Meir Amarur, they all said this Chumra Dikashita about the Chacham not Paschi on Yontif. This is within the Sheet of Rab Meir, who is Machmer on another issue, that who came way before all of them. What does this mean? So let's analyze this. Rav Yosef explains what's going on over here. So he says, what are the words of Rab Meir that Rav Shimon ben Asya held like? Disnan, because there's a Mishnah Bechoros. Hashochet es HaBechor. Let's say this is a weekday. Now we're not talking about Shechti on Yontif. On a weekday, you Shecht the Bechor, which is a Baal Mum, it had a Mum, but you didn't show it to the Chacham before the Shechita. V'achar kach heres mumo. First you shechted it, and then you showed it to the Chacham. And the Chacham said, you're right, it was a mum kavua. Rabbi Yehuda matir. So Rabbi Yehuda again here is lenient. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's fine. At the end of the day, the animal you shechted had him on kavua. Okay, you didn't show it to the chacham. Shkoyach. But now you showed it to the chacham after you slaughtered it. So it had him on kavua. Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem, you're allowed to eat it. We don't, even though you did something wrong, you shechted it before showing it to the chacham. Nevertheless, b'di'eved, we're not going to ask it. The Rabbi Meir Omer, now we're going to see the whole daf today is going to be two versions of understanding Rabbi Meir's sheet over here. But first, Rav Yosef's version. And then we're going to see Abaye. Abaye had a different version to his Rabbi Rav Yosef. So this is Rav Yosef's version. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, no. Hoel v'nishchat shelo al pi mumcha. Since this was slaughtered shelo al pi mumcha, it was slaughtered prior to a mumcha. Aser, you're not allowed to eat it. So Rav Yosef says, now why did Rav Meir say now? Alma kasavar, Rav Meir. Re'ias b'chor, lav k're'ias trefa. So we see that the re'ia of a chacham looking at a b'chor is not like a rabbi passing whether or not this animal is a trefa or not. If the animal is a trefa, so let's say, you know, you see an animal you don't know and you go ahead and you shecht it, and then you bring it to the rabbi afterwards. So the rabbi is just passing a fact. Was it a trefa or not? So therefore, it's not lenient. We're not lenient like checking an animal of chulin if it's a trefa, it's a mutar la'achila. Because re'ias b'chor is only mechayim. There's a special halacha of re'ias b'chor that it's a much higher level of showing it to a chacham. It's not just we're just being mevarer whether the animal has a mum or not. It's the chacham gives it its status to be mutar, to be shechted. The chacham by saying that this is a mum kavoy, he's now saying, now I hereby matir this animal. By a trefa, the animal was mutter even before the rabbi paskin that it wasn't a trefa. It was mutter before, you just need the rabbi to be mavara, just to be mavara. Was it a trefa, was it not a trefa? You don't need the rabbi's heter, or iser in a sense. You don't need the rabbi paskin before it. The rabbi's just telling you, is the animal kosher or not kosher? But if you shechted it without the rabbi and you went to the rabbi afterwards, that's not a problem because the rabbi's just telling you the facts. But over here, Rav Yosef understood that Rav Meir was holding that the birur that a chacham is mevarer of a bechor is a whole different story. It's usher to shechtin until the rabbi gives it his blessing to say that it has a mum. So it's different. So again, so Rias bechor lav k'rias trefa. Rias bechor mechayim. Rias bechor has to be only while the animal is alive. Rias trefa is even lachar shchita. The rias trefa is actually, what's the reason for the difference? Because by a trefa, it's not that the chacham is being matarit by saying a trefa. He's just telling you the facts. You don't need him to be matarit. He's just telling you if it's kosher or not. But the rias bachar, the chachamim considered the ria of the bachar to be so important that you're not allowed to shecht before the bachar. Before the rabbi tells you that it's okay, that's a karban, it's a different level. That's the way, at least that's the way Rav Yosef understood. We're going to see that Abai is going to disagree. So because Rav Yosef understood the heter of the chacham this way, so must be, umina, from this heter of Rabbi Meir, from this iser, I should say, of Rabbi Meir saying it's aser to shecht before the rabbi paskin that it's a mum, umina, re'ias trefa, re'ias trefa, is mutter afilu biyantif, right? Like any, you're allowed to go to the rabbi with the chicken and say is this kosher on yantif, but re'ias b'char is me'er of yantif. Since re'ias b'char is this elevated level that the chacham is saying, I hereby designate this animal now as mutter b'shech, so that's why it looks like Trumas HaMaisers being a mafra, it looks like Tikkun Kli, or it's considered to be a real psak din. It's considered to be a real psak din, a donas hadin, which you're not allowed to do on yontif. So that's the way Rav Yosef understood. Just like Rav Meir held that paskening a shaila is really, the chacham is really doing something major over here, so too, by the on yontif, that's why the rabbi said that for a chacham to paskin a mum of a bechor on yontif, that's considered to be a significant psak. It's not just like saying kosher or not kosher. It's mamish changing the animal from something not usable to something usable, which you're not allowed to do on yontif. Or it's like paskening a shiloh. It's a din. It's not just saying is a kosher or a trait. It's not just being violent. It's a court case. He's passing a shaila. And therefore, it's going to be atif. That's the way Rav Yosef learned the whole Shita Rameh. But now the Gemara is going to reject this. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye was Rav Yosef's Talmud. So Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Atu Hasan Bero and Mumin Pligi. Do you think that's what Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing about? What, about whether or not the Chacham is considered to be the one who's doing it? No! Even Rabbi Meir agrees that the Psak of a Chacham is the same thing as the Psak of a Trefa. He's just being Mavar the Matzis. It's not a whole Psak. Aye, why did Rabbi Meir say you're not allowed to use the animal if you went ahead and shechted it prior to showing it to the Chacham? Not because you need the Chacham's gushbanka, you need the Chacham's like stempel of approval to say I'm allowed to do it. No! It's like a regular Trefa, it's the same thing. But why you're not using it? It's a penalty, it's a knas. The machlokas are made by a very little thing. Did the rabbis go ahead and make a knas on the guy that he didn't show it to the rabbi first? Not because it's really a whole different fundamental difference. It says, I'm going to buy. What are you talking about? Atu hasam biro and mumin pligi. Whether or not that Rameir's logic is that the chacham said the Riyas chacham is matir the bechor, and therefore you can't. And therefore, you can't see the mumim of b'chor lacha shechita. No, biknasa pligi. They're arguing about a small little din. The fact that the guy violated the din by shechting the animal prior to showing it to the chacham. Do we penalize him or not? It's biknasa pligi. Dama Rabbi Rachanan Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Rachanan said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, bedokin shebaayin. When it comes to a b'chor, or any carbon actually, that has a certain wound in, like a cataract, or a wound on the membrane of the eye, kulei amalo pligi de'aser. Both Rabbi Meir and even Rabbi Yehuda agree that if the guy went ahead, let's say you saw something in the eye, and you went ahead and shechted it without showing it to the rabbi, and then afterwards you shecht it, and then you show it to the rabbi after the shechita. Everyone agrees in such a case. Now it's a mum kavua. Oh, now it's a mum kavua. No, everyone agrees in such a case it's aser. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who before it said it was mutter to do this, he is going to agree over here that it's aser. Why? Mishum de mishtanin. Because wounds in the eyes tend to change. So maybe at the time you shechted it, it was really a mum over, and you weren't allowed to shecht it. And now it changed to be a mum kavua afterwards. Because everybody knows that wounds in the eyes can get worse after the shechita. So just because you showed it to him now and it's a mum kavua, doesn't mean that at the time you shechted, maybe it was only a mum over at that time. And because you slaughtered it, it got worse. So even Rabbi Yehuda agrees you can't do that. Ki pligi, where do Rabbi Meir and Yehuda argue? By a regular mum, but mum and shebaguf. By other wounds. And other wounds don't change. They don't change. So what in the world is the reason to aser? Says the Gemara, because it's a penalty. Rav Meir Savar, Gazrin on Mumin Shebaguf, Atu Mumin Shebaayin. We're afraid people could get confused. If we let you eat it after you shecht the Mumin Shebaguf, you're going to come to eat it in by case of the eye, in which case it could switch. And Rav Meir Savar, Lo Gazrin, Rav Meir says, no, we're not worried. We're not worried that people are going to confuse these things. And therefore, so you see from here, so Abaye proves to his Rebbe Rav Yosef. You see from here that the issue by the mumin is not a fundamental issue. It's just a penalty. It's not a real. By other wounds that are not in the eye, everyone really would agree. Just Rav Meir just forbids it because they're afraid you're going to confuse it with the mumin in the eye. So you see, it's not a fundamental issue here. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Mastis Nami Deka. You could also be medayek. From the Lashon of our Mishnah, you could be Dayak like Abaye. The Rameir only asked the Shum Knas. Where do you see that? The Ketani, because it says in the Mishnah Bechoros, Rameir Omer, Hoel v'nishchat shelo api mumche, Aser, since you went ahead and violated it. It says the Gemara. So it could have just said, should have said Rameir Oser. Rameir says it's Aser. No, but Rameir says, since you violated it, so we penalize, that's a Lashon of a Knas. Shmamina knasu de kakanis. Shmamina. So we see from here that it's only knas. So Abaye disproves his Rebbe, Rav Yosef's Raya, that Rabbi Meir really held as a fundamental issue, And therefore, also, we disprove the raya that we follow Reb Shimon, that you can't see Mumin on Yontif. You can't prove that Reb Meir holds like Reb Shimon says that you can't see Mumin on Yontif. So therefore, we can't paskin. We don't have a raya that the halacha is like Reb Shimon, that you can't see Mumin on Yontif. So the Gemara ends without a raya. Without a raya.
But we don't paskin like Reb Meir when it's Reb Meir Yehuda either.
Right. That's true. We don't follow Reb Meir. Again, as you said, Mordechai, the Gemara here seems to be not necessarily following those rules, because we said those rules are local. So the conclusion of the Gemara, we don't know. We don't have a clear psak. We don't have a clear psak about whether or not the Chacham is allowed to see it on Yadav or not. So let's see the bottom toses. El Rameir Knasa Kakonis. Well, Pasuk Rameir Yitzchak Da Alacha bottom toses. The Pasuk Rameir Yitzchak Da Alacha Kareb Yehuda, that you are allowed to show it to the Chacham. The Kabbal Yasim the Bechoros Stomach Deshas Alibi the Rabbi Yehuda Vavagav the Rameir of Rabbi Yehuda, like your point, Rabbi Mordechai. Rameir Yehuda Alacha Kareb Yehuda Big Zero Sav. Hainu vada b'gzeirosav, avalo b'knasosav. By a gzeir, but not by a knas. So Tosa seems to paskin halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda, that you are allowed to show the mum of a bechor to a chacham on Yontif. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Ami Vardina, it's the name of a chacham, his name was Ami, came from the town of Vardina. Chazi brucha debe nasiya haven. He was the rabbi at the house of the Nasi, who was in charge of seeing mumen of bechoros? Yom Tavala had a chazi. He refused to see them on Yontif. Asu Ramalei the Rabbi Ami. So they told Rabbi Ami. They complained about the guy. He wasn't letting the kohanim eat bechoros on Yontif. He wasn't seeing the mumen on Yontif. Amalu shapika with the lo chazi. What are you talking about? He's right not to see the mumen on Yontif. Ask the Gemara. Is this really so? Rabbi Ami gufei chazi. Didn't Rabbi Ami himself actually see mumen on Yontif? Says Gemara. Not exactly. Rabbi Ami ki chazi me esmo habi chazi. Whenever Rabbi Ami would paskin a mumma b'bachar on Yontif, this was not the first time he was seeing this animal. He would see the animal erev Yontif. But on Yontif, but sometimes when he was very busy on erev Yontif, so on Yontif, he would clarify with the owner to make sure that the owner didn't himself arrange for this mum, or at least cause the mum. So he would ask the owner on Yontif, what exactly had this mum? How did this mum happen? It's a mum kavua, but how did this mum become a mum? He would ask him all these questions. V'yantuf shiule ka mishael. He would ask him, "Heichi hava ovda? What exactly happened?" Similar to the following case, Rava also had this minna. Kiada ugarved aisibuchel kamei the Rava. A certain guy brought a bechor in front of Rava. Apani the maliyomatov. Erev yantuf. Haviyas Rava kachayv reishi. He was very busy, so he was taking a shower and he was combing his hair. Dali Aini, so Rabbi lifted up his head. V'chazi l'mumah, he saw the mum. I'm like, zila inna v'sal l'machar. Okay, go away today and come back tomorrow. Kiyasa l'machar, Amar, hey chayab uvda, how did this mum happen? I'm like, havishajin, sire b'haki, said the hutza. I had some barley on the floor on the other side of some thorns. Obviously, b'tachisa, the animal was on the other side of the thorn wall. B'adu b'alamecha, he wanted to eat the barley. So he stuck his head through the thorns, and the thorns made a rip in his lip, which is a min kavua. So Amalei, so Rava said, "Oh, did you specifically put the barley on the other side so the animal should rip through the thorns so you should get a mum?" Deal my conflict. Amalei, "Lo, Rabbi, I would never do such a thing." So when he said he wouldn't do such a thing, so Rava paskin, "Okay, you're allowed to eat the animal." Because he had really seen the Bechor yesterday. Just today he was being Mavar the Metzius. Says the Gemara. Uminat Temra de Grama Aser. From here we learn that not only are you not allowed to actually make a mum your animal, you're also not allowed to cause a mum. Sanyu went to Nebraisa. Says in the Torah, V'ish ki Yaakov zev shalom tamim yil ratzon kol mum lo yibo. Mum lo yibo. Don't do it, actually make it. Don't don't put some dough on the animal's ear. So the dog should bite it. Even causing a mum is no good. Let's see the new Mishnah. Says the new Mishnah. Oh, the animal dies on Yontif and it's not roy for anything. So the animal becomes muktza. Or a chala that becomes tameh on Yontif, and it becomes muktza. Behema shemesa. If an animal dies on Yontif, it's considered to be muktza. It dies. Lo yaziz animal coming, not allowed to move it. Ma'is v'shal shar v'tafen alah. A mice happened to yesterday be tavern about an animal that died on Yontif. Vala chala shenitmes. Chala that became tame on Yontif. V'nichnas le beis hamedrash v'shal. Rabbi Tavern didn't know that Allah, he went to beis hamedrash and asked, Amalo, lo yazizei mimikomam. The Gemara is going to explain why the animal is considered to be mukta and why the chala is mukta. Chala is mukta. It's not roi for the coin on Yontif, a klal. You're not allowed to eat it. It's tame. Even though on a weekday, you could burn it, you could use it as firewood. On Yontif, it's aser. Because you're not allowed to be mevar kachim tmeim or chuma tmeim on Yontif. Even letzorech Yontif. That's why it says, we say in Bama Madlikim, Ein Madlikim b'shemen sreifa b'yontif. That's chuma tmeim. Even if this fire is letzorech aliyah, letzorech achila. Why? Since the Torah says ba'esh yisareif, so the Chasam Sofer explains, since the Torah calls it b'lashon sreifa, kol bir sheyasim k'on achilas behem doneshav kavar shim b'lacha gemura. And therefore, the getting rid of this thing is considered to be chashev. It's a violation of the malacha, and you're not allowed to do it on Yontif. Wow. Tosis over here in this long Tosis. So says Rashi. Right? Rashi says it's a shot. Tosis says, what do you mean? Haria isa lisrof kachim b'yontif umishim hatircha lahach in esh v'lasuk b'sreifa. But to give it to your dog, there's no tircha. So that's a big question over here. What's the problem exactly? Right, we take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi has a... Whenever Rashi is very long, you know, it's difficult to understand. Rashi says, Chala shenitmeis, ein arui l'koin ayom, dabachil asur l'olam, v'hasaka o l'sita l'kabo b'yantav asur, to burn it under the fire, to give it to your dog and asur, de'ein mevarin kachim tmeim in olam b'yantav. You're not allowed to burn kachim that became tame or truma on Yontif. Afi ayde echilas behema, the kaimon, she'ein sorfin kachim b'yantav. V'lo tema dafka sreifa, mishum da havar shalot tzorchi, da ha'ein madlikim mishem and sreifa b'yantav, havar lit tzorchi, da lakas ner b'yantav tzorch achilhi, umuteres. Afi ilhachi, b'shem and sreifa lo, u shem and shuma shenitmeis, the gzeres ha'kosafi, she'ein kachim t'meim, mizbarim b'yantav. Rachmana achshavei lahavaras, and t'chsiv ba'eshi sarif, Hilkach Malachi. Hard to understand why exactly that is. But apparently you're not allowed to burn karbanos on Yontif. You're not allowed to burn Shuma Temeh on Yontif or to get rid of karbanos on Yontif. Okay. Says the Gemara. Lema Tanan Stama Delo Karevi Shimon. This Mishnah seems to be against Reb Shimon. The center of Shimon Omer. Mechatchen is Adluin Lefnei Abahema. You're allowed to cut up on Shabbos a pumpkin. You're allowed to cut it up on Shabbos to feed it to the animal. It's not considered to be tircha. That's hanavela lefnei haklavim. You're allowed to cut up a nevela in front of the dogs. Even though it sounds like it became a nevela on Shabbos, and you're allowed to cut it up in front of the dogs. Rabbi Shimon holds it's no muktzah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im lohayis hanavela erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says if this animal is not dead erev Shabbos, it's muktzah asura. So here we have a Stam Mishnah that a behemoth that dies on Yontif is also like Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Shimon. So it sounds like our Stam Mishnah is against Rabbi Shimon. The animal's muktzah. What do you mean? Rabbi Shimon said you're allowed to cut up a dead animal on Shabbos and give it to your animals. Answer the Gemara. Afil Timur, Rabbi Shimon, no. Moda Rabbi Shimon bebalei chayim. Shemesu shasurin. Rabbi Shimon agrees. Gemara says, no. Rabbi Shimon agrees that if they died on Shabbos, that they are usur. Because ben hashmashos, you weren't planning on giving them to the dogs. Rabbi Shimon only permitted, the only time Rabbi Shimon permits the cutting up of the animal is if the animal is already sick on Yontif night, and then it dies on Yontif. In that case, because he was already, his das was to feed it to the dogs. Honicha lamar bar ameim ha-mishmei the rabbi. Damar modahi Rabbi Shimon balei chayim shemesu she'asurin shapu. So that makes sense. Ella lemarbri de Rabbi Yosef. There were two versions of Rabbi Shimon. Did he say his halacha when the animal was healthy or when the animal was sick? Ella lemarbar meir. Ella lemarbri de Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Damar. Chalak ha'i Rabbi Meir afilu bebalei chayim shemesu shemutarin. He held no. Even if the animal was healthy, still Rabbi Shimon permits it. Michael Amemar, how you can explain the Mishnah going like Rabbi Shimon? Answer the Gemara. Tirgama ziri bebehemas kachim. No, there's a difference between an animal of kachim. That's asurabana. And that's not roi for any tashmi yadiv. Rabbi Shimon would agree that an animal of kachim that dies on yantiv, that is muktzah. Dekanami diktani, it says in the Mishnah, aleha v'ala chala shenitmes. Machal de Kadisha, Rabbi Tafram was only asking about chala, which is holy, so too an animal, af behema de Kadisha, says the Gemara. Wait a second. Ella, if you tell me the Mishnah is talking about dafka, an animal of kachim, time of de Kadisha. Hodu chulin, sharia. So it's all. So if it was chulin, our Mishnah is a stam Mishnah that says if it was chulin, Rabbi Shimon would agree that it's mutter, even if it's totally healthy. So honi chlamabri the Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Damar cholakari Rabbi Shimon afim balechayim shemeisu shemutarim. The Rabbi Shimon held even if it was totally healthy, he held it's not mukta shapir. Ela lamar baravashi mishmei the Rabbi. According to Mar Baravashi, in the Ella Lemar Baramein Mishmei the Rabbah, Dar Modahi Rabbi Shimon Balei Chaim Shemesu Shasurin. If it's totally healthy, it's Mukta. Michael Lemaymar, answer the Gemara. Hacha B'mayaskinon B'misukenes V'Divrei Hakol. No, the Mishnah is talking about where it was sick, and everyone agrees. Everyone agrees if it was sick, then it's not Mukta. According to Rabbi Shimon. Everyone agrees within Rabbi Shimon that if it was sick, then the animal is for sure not mukta. But since it was sick, you were assuming you were going to feed it to your animal. Last Mishnah. Ein nimnin ala behema lechatchila biyadif. So you're not allowed to have five people get together and buy an animal together on yadif. Because that's mekach umemkar. You're not allowed to do business on yadif. But you can have five people that get together to buy an animal erev yantif, and on yantif is shochtin, and you shecht it. The butcher can and they can divide it on yantif, and we'll figure out how to pay for it later. The Gemara doesn't explain. My einim, then what are you not allowed to do? I read the Mishmol. Ein poskin damim lechatchil al behem yantif. You're not allowed to on yantif say okay I'll. The animal's worth 500. I'll pay 100. You pay. Five of us will each pay 100. That you're not allowed to do. That's mekach umemkar. Buying and selling on yantif, you're not allowed to do. Says the Gemara, heichi avid. So what should the butcher do? Amarav, mevi shtei behemos umamidan zui tzuzu. What you do is before you shecht it, take two animals, and you can compare the two of them. Omer, zu kazu. Whatever the price of this one is, that'll be the price of that one. Tanya amihachi lo yomar nul chaveru. Hareini imcha b'sela. I can't say that I'll pay $100 on yontif. I'll give $100 for this animal. That's mekach umemkar. Rather, what should and also we shouldn't say Hareini Imcha Bishtayim Sela or two sellas. Omelo Hareini Imcha Lemechta L'Shlishovia. You can't give an actual price. You could say, I'll pay half, I'll pay a third, I'll pay a quarter, and that. So you're not allowed to actually mention this specific price, but you could say, we'll split it. The two of us will split it, because then you're not mentioning a specific price. We're just going together. So that type of an arrangement would be okay on Yontif. Okay, Rabosei, we'll stop here. Everyone should have a great Yontif, and I hope Motzi Yontif at some point. We'll try to do the two blot. Try to do the two daf Motzi Yontif. Have a great Yontif.
Have a great Yontif, Rabbeinu.
Have a great Yontif. Have a great Yontif, Rabbeinu.